It is fitting that he said, and to John, for today that is what the Lord has given us. I am Pastor Crystal, one of the pastors here at Citywell United Methodist Church. Hear these words from John, Revelation chapter 5. Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne, a scroll written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders a lamb standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priest serving our God, and they will reign on earth." Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads, thousands of thousands, singing with a full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth and as it were in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor, glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Won't you pray with me? Spirit of the living God, I feel you right now. My help is coming on. Let me preach this word not for show, not so that even we could shout, but that your great name be glorified. For you are the Lamb that was slain, but you are also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Show us this day your glory. Use me, your vessel, to bring this word to these, your people. It is in Jesus' name I pray. And let the church say amen.
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 and I went to Facebook Live and saw what had happened, this altercation in a government building, this violent apprehension of a man of God, this stripping away of a husband and a father, and the violent abuse even to a 19-year-old boy. I saw. Citywell, you saw there as they hurried him into a van in the back. You saw and stood and sang the songs of Zion, surrounding with your bodies the incarnational representation of the sanctuary. You saw and you acted. This community saw us surround our brother in faith, our family member as it was. This community saw the body of Christ do more than talk, but get up and act. The community saw. I have seen some things in these past 10 days I'm not too proud of. I have seen emails from folks who say they are Christian rebuking this church for having a man in sanctuary, a criminal and an illegal alien. I've seen some things. I've seen folks' humanity be stripped away from them as they engage in this unlawful dialogue. I've seen some things. And our brother John in the book of Revelation saw some things. He was there in exile for his testimony that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. He was there in exile for the word of God on this isle called Patmos. And he saw some things. He saw the one who was there with bronze skin and hair like wool, the Ancient of Days. He saw some things in the midst of this exile. He saw the throne room of God. He saw angels flying to and fro. He saw some things. What have you seen? What have you seen these past days that are stirring in your spirit? What is not resting well with you that you have seen? Have you seen your government cop out time and time again, calling folks human beings, illegal aliens, criminalizing people because they don't agree with who they are and what they have come for? I know you have seen some things that are in your spirit making you uneasy. What have you seen? John is there on this Isle of Patmos, and he has seen some things. The living God, Jesus the Christ, has come to him, and he has a word for him. He has a word for us today. The living God has spoken to his churches. He has something to say. And then John is thrust into the throne room of God. There in the throne room, an angel says these words: "Who is worthy? Who is worthy?" And you must understand that this scroll, scholars have debated, this scroll of judgment and righteousness. Finally, we are able to one day see God making all things new. When will justice roll down like a river and righteousness like a ever-flowing stream? But this scroll has the answer. It has what we need, but there is no one worthy to open the scroll. Who has the right to judge humankind? Who has a right to say what is right and what is wrong? Is there no one worthy to do this work? John weeps bitterly, understanding that he won't see justice. He may not be able to know righteousness, so he weeps bitterly. Have you wept bitterly over these past 10 days? Out at vigils and press conferences, when you see your brother Samuel far, far away from us, because of what? I have cried with my colleagues and with some of you, crying out, Lord, how long? And so we weep bitterly. Our tears are the ones that are flowing. We weep bitterly. We enter into John's weeping. For how long, O Lord? A family torn apart. Julia and Danielle torn from Samuel. A family torn apart. Even today, we have a seat where our brother would have been, and a community understanding that this government, this land that we love so much, sometimes acts so less than courageous. We enter into John's weeping. I was reminded this week of our sister Angel, how she got up last week during our response time and she spoke the truth. She said, I know that the kingdom is coming. And I know we serve a God who has been resurrected, but what I see around me is so much despair. What I see around me is so much pain. My reality does not live up to my hope. Here in the fifth chapter of Revelation, the angel of the Lord tells John who is worthy. And an elder proclaims with a loud voice, don't weep, see, open your eyes and look. And he tells him that the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of Jesse, this is the one that has prevailed. He is worthy. He can open the seals. The Davidic king, look, open your eyes. But if you've ever read this before, and with Revelation being my favorite book, I have seen it time and time again. That is not what John actually sees. The elder tells him that you will see a triumphant king. But what he gets, what he sees standing up, proud and tall, in the midst of all of this activity in the heavenly realm, is a lamb as if it had been slaughtered. What is this paradox? Are you telling me that the angel and the elder did not know what was going on? No. No, the angel tells John that this one is worthy, and the elder says, do not weep. Then what we see in the midst is the truth of God that we must stand on this day. This is no discrepancy. John is told to look, to see what triumph looks like, to see what kingdom, what God's kingdom looks like. And what he sees is a lamb that was slain. A lamb that was slain. God's victory. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the victory is wrapped up in this slain lamb. Today, we may feel a little less than triumphant. We may feel like somehow we have lost, that we did not serve Samuel and his family well, that somehow God didn't get the victory. But I've come to tell you what I've also seen. What I've also seen right along with those emails rebuking this church for being a sanctuary church is the emails of folks from around this country saying, well done, thank you for being the church. What I've seen is Facebook posts of people saying, if this is the church of the living God, sign me up for that, because that is what it means to live out your faith, to go out and to stand up when you see injustice. What I've seen is a people allowing the world to know them. God did not say that they would know you because you got the victory. God did not say every time you're going to win. He said that they would know you by the love that you have for one another. What I've seen is love. What I've seen is love in action. You can't tell me that the lion from the tribe of Judah is not even there in the midst of a lamb that was slain, because love has come and has conquered all. So, my God, we thank you even this day, because although we are lamenting, we are lamenting our brother who is not physically here. Did you hear his own testimony that God has shown up and God will continue to show up for our brother Samuel? Because God is faithful. God is faithful. And even though today we may feel like we have lost, we must remember that the lamb that was slain is also the lion of the tribe of Judah. All things, even this city well is working together for our good. Even this city well is coming together to make us be the church of the living God. Because we believe when we have hope that one day the lion will lay down with the lamb. But what I proclaim today is we will come one day around the throne and know in our hearts and see it in reality that the lion is the lamb. That victory comes through this slain, slaughtered lamb. And we will sing a new song. Worthy is that lamb who was slain. And we will bow down even with Samuel. There will be no more borders, because every nation, tribe, and tongue will be around that throne. And that day, we will know even what today we hope for. May it be. May it be. Amen. Amen.